To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Monday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend, and I hope all the fathers out there had a wonderful Father's Day. It is the 20th of June, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. We've all heard Telegram. Yeah, they're going to go premium. That is, if you want to go premium with Telegram. And now it's reality. Yes, they finally rolled out their paid tier for Telegram, where if you want to spend $4.99 a month, you'll get some extra features. Faster downloads will be one of them, and maximum file upload sizes will go from 4 gigabytes instead of 2. Also, premium subscribers will get double the limits imposed on standard users. So instead of 500 channels of joining up to, subscribers are actually capped at 1,000 channels. How you can keep up with that, though, is beyond me. Plus, subscribers can create 20 chat folders with 200 chats each, and even save up to 10 stickers and pin up to 10 chats. Again, how you can keep up with that is beyond me. Now, obviously, this won't attract the majority of users on Telegram, but the ones that are most active on there will more than likely pay up for the extra features. At least what we're seeing currently, features that were already there, will not be put behind a paywall, at least not yet. Though they didn't say if that would change or not in the future. Well, from Telegram, we go to WhatsApp, and they've also got some new features rolling on out. The big one, the ability to actually mute people during group calls. This will definitely be a handy feature, particularly for those people out there that you're on a call with and you don't really want to hear the echo of what they're saying. Obviously, the feature will be most widely used for those chaotic meetings. Yeah, I'm sure you've been in a few of those. And if you're on Zoom or Microsoft Teams platforms, they don't really offer a way for individual users to mute whoever they want during a call. Now, other features announced for WhatsApp, you can now choose which contacts actually see your profile photo and also see the last seen status that shows up when you were last active on the platform. This also builds upon the update that we seen earlier last week when WhatsApp rolled out the ability for Android users to actually transfer their chat histories over to iPhone. And finally, well, it's a Monday, and it wouldn't be a Monday without headaches with Windows 11 updates. Yes, this lovely update is now causing connection issues. Yes, this is actually part of June's Patch Tuesday updates, and Microsoft is actually acknowledging this one that, yeah, this is kind of screwed up. This would be the KB5014697 update, and it was actually supposed to address some security flaws. However, though, it brought in other flaws. Microsoft's official announcement says that Windows devices might not be able to use the Wi-Fi hotspot feature when attempting to actually use the hotspot. The host device might lose the connection to the internet after a client device connects. Yes, meaning you might have a connection, then you won't have, and then you might have, yeah, you know, those fun days. Now, apparently the workaround, yes, there is one, though not very damn useful. According to Microsoft, to mitigate the issue and restore internet access on the device, just disable the Wi-Fi hotspot feature. Yep, that is what they're saying. As for when a fix is coming, they're not saying that. All they're saying is we're investigating what actually went wrong with this update, and we'll provide more information on an update in an upcoming release. Whenever that'll be. Got a story and no one else is listening? Please send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yes, located conveniently for you at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show over there, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. You can also give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week starts off well for you. Have a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.